As 1990 came to an end, the Provisional IRA called its first ceasefire in 15 years. It lasted a whole 3 days over the Christmas period. In part, the Provisionals were responding to signals from their secret contact with the British government. Interviewed in the Belfast Telegraph, as the last hours of the brief truce ticked away, the Northern Ireland Secretary of State, Peter Brook, said it was time for new thinking about difficult issues, reanalysis of positions and goals, and re-evaluation of the validity of traditional aims in the context of the 1990s. As 1991 began, rumours began to circulate about the possibility of the Provisionals bringing their armed campaign to an end. Paradoxically, this made them more dangerous than ever, as they now needed to demonstrate their continued commitment to political violence, and the more spectacular that demonstration, the better. Because of the political restraints that were being imposed upon the use of SAS units, Phoenix was finding it more difficult than ever to deploy them, even when he was convinced they were necessary. Before the pirate truce, the police learned that an ambush was planned on an REC patrol. Ian requested the use of the SAS. Phoenix's senior officer told him he agreed in principle with the deployment. However, after consultations with another chief superintendent, the officer reversed his decision and said that the SAS could not be used in the event they were not needed, as the pirate ASU did not materialise and the attack was called off. But it would be an increasingly common pattern in the 1990s. Decisions would be taken, then reversed, because the police were under growing political pressure to avoid shoot-to-kill incidents, which might jeopardise the backdoor diplomacy between the Provisionals and the government. In fact, after 1990, the Chief Constable of the REC had to give his personal approval before the SAS were deployed anywhere in the province. This was not to Phoenix's liking. Much more serious dispute with his senior officers over an issue which struck at the very heart of Special Branch operations: the protection of sources. The first priority, said a colleague of Phoenix's, is to protect your source. The first question you ask about any operation is, can it be carried out without compromising your source? He cites a poem that Phoenix liked to quote by the Chinese general Sun Tzu. Phoenix kept the general's book on his desk, The Art of War. What enables a wise sovereign or good general to strike and to conquer and to achieve things beyond the reach of normal men is foreknowledge. Foreknowledge comes only through spies. Nothing is of more importance to the state than the quality of its spies. It is 10,000 times cheaper to pay the best spies lavishly than even a king's army poorly. Agent Carroll was certainly one of the Special Branch's best spies in 1991. On 24th of April, he forewarned the police of a possible attack on an off-duty policeman in East Belfast. This allowed the police to establish an OP on the threatened man's home, and an HMS unit was placed in the house. Sadly, the target began to suffer such stress that he went to his doctor and compromised the whole operation by explaining to the doctor why he was under stress. Fortunately, the Provisionals abandoned the plan. 3 months later, a more serious situation arose when Carroll came to the police with information about a planned attack on a pub in Bangor, frequented by off-duty members of the British Army. At 3:20 p.m. on Monday the 22nd of July, two weapons were moved from their hide to the White Walk Road. Said Phoenix, "I assessed there was an operation on for later in the evening, and accordingly briefed TCG staff, HMSU and HQ to recce said bar and plan for a last-ditch option should plans go astray and the ASU reach the target." Ian made it clear what he thought the best option was: intercept the team once sufficient ASU members were present, either mobile or static, was his command. At 5 p.m. he received information from Carroll, which implied the pub operation was on. This was confirmed by Carroll. This was to be an unusual pub operation. For one of the first times, there was to be a female gunwoman spraying the bar. At this point, Phoenix informed his senior officer about the police options. As usual, commented Ian, he took the wrong conclusion and thought we were going to have the entire SU shot.